فیلم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant factor.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
Imamate is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Hashimi Nejad. Please stay tuned. During the time of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, there was a companion of the Imam named Ibrahim ibn Jamman. This person had some needs to be met and thus went to Ali ibn Yaqtin, who was a minister of Caliph Harun, but had the order of Imam al-Kazim to stay in the court, and of course he was a companion of the Imam. Ibrahim went to Ali ibn Yaqtin, but to his surprise, the minister ignored him and did not meet his needs. The next year, during the time of Hajj, when Ali ibn Yaqtin went to Hajj, he wanted to visit Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, his imam and leader. However, and to his surprise, Imam did not admit him. He then asked for the reason, because he wouldn't think that Imam might be upset with him. Imam answered that the reason is because he did not treat Ibrahim ibn Jamman the way he deserved. Imam complained about ignoring Ibrahim and said, I am your Imam and leader, and I do not admit you, nor will Allah admit you, the Almighty. You should go back and try to satisfy Ibrahim, and then you can return to Hajj because Ibrahim is very upset with you. Ali ibn Yaqtin said, You will know that it is the time of Hajj now. I am in Medina and Ibrahim is in Kufa. How can I go and return? I will miss my pilgrimage this way. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam said that he will provide him with a horse which will take Ali ibn Yaqtin to Kufa overnight and using his own spiritual power. It was night and Ali ibn Yaqtin saw a horse near Baqi in Medina. The horse took him to the house of Ibrahim ibn Jamman in a wink. He then knocked on the door. When Ibrahim came and saw the minister, he was shocked at what the minister is doing in his house. Ali ibn Yaqtin told Ibrahim about what happened that day and that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam rejected him. Ibrahim expressed a sense of satisfaction and asked Ali to return to Medina. Then he returned to Medina and went to Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam told him, Now I admit you and God admits you to Hajj. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Hashim Nejad. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.